All right, 23 before the hour. It's News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340. Give it to me, baby. Come on. Give me your blood. That's what we're talking about. Give me your blood. The Red Cross is 100 years old, and look at them. They don't look that old. They really look fantastic.
The South Carolina Red Cross.
They don't look a day over 30.
They don't.
All right. This is a... They have a centennial blood drive going on. We're big proponents of blood giving and stuff here. They make it so easy for you these days to go in and give a pint of blood or give it a unit of blood, and you can save about three people with just one unit of blood.
You can get a shirt and snacks, and how can you go wrong? Good morning to both of you. Joe Hayes, our media coordinator for the American Red Cross in South Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're also here with Trish Palm, and you're the coordinator for the centennial year.
Yes, I am.
For the American Red Cross
and
in South Carolina.
And I'm looking good for 100 years age.
You are beautiful.
What do they call you since you're their centennial coordinator? The centennial coordinator?
Yes, okay. The centennial coordinator.
I thought there might be more to
the
it than that. But
centennial coordinator.
The centennial.
Okay, all right.
So I guess we're focusing this week on the blood drive, and you've been a big coordinator for that too, Trish,
yes,
correct?
I have. We're getting ready. We have been so blessed. Family Trust has partnered with us and offered their beautiful headquarters at 225 West White Street, and they're going to have us and house us, and 74 people will come and donate their blood and give me your blood, and 72
give it to me, baby.
That's right. I won't sing, but 72 people have already signed up.
Oh, great.
And we just need two more. And so those two people would be giving Power Red Blood. And it's just a little different. It's special. It's not like Superman blood. But what happens is there's a machine, and it takes your blood, and it takes two units instead of just one, and it's red blood cells.
Is that you're waiting for someone to fill those slots?
Yes, we're waiting for someone. We need two people.
Okay.
And we have an opening at 12:15 and 2 o'clock.
What time?
12:15 and 2 o'clock.
When?
Thursday.
On the 19th,
on Thursday?
This Thursday, at Family Trust.
Put me down for two, because
thank
seriously,
you.
Because I can give the two.
Thank you so much.
I'll do 12:15.
Oh,
well,
this is awesome. I am so glad.
That's a wrap.
Thank
good
you.
To see you.
Okay,
they're
bye.
Out. Now they got to go.
Done.
Got
we're done. We're done. We have nothing more to say.
I'm putting it right on my calendar, because they've been calling me a lot. And
okay,
saying, please come
you.
Give your
blood
your
is
O
so
positive.
Good. That
I got
is
good.
Great.
I got good blood. I think I'm O.
Awesome. Yeah. It's universal. And what happens is the hospitals are so short of blood, there are not enough donors because of the ice storms. About 25 blood drives got canceled. And so we are short of blood. So there's more need than what we have. And so you're going to really help me. Thank you.
What time am I doing?
You are doing
12:15.
And Freddie's doing two. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I just want to write it down. I'll write it down and lose
yes,
it.
Yes, we don't
so.
Come pick you up.
Okay. No, I thought that was part of the deal.
Okay, we might have to.
one of these days, next 100 years.
Now, Joe, she does have, Trish is part of the centennial process that you're doing, and there's all kinds of things going on. How much did you get to coordinate with her, or did you just delegate? Are there things that you're thinking, like, yeah, I can't wait for this March, or this great stuff
no,
this
so,
summer?
So Trish is outstanding, so I let Trish make most of the decisions. She's outstanding.
Smart man.
Yes, she's our centennial chair. She's outstanding. We're planning to do a bunch of things between now and June. That's really when our fiscal year will end.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to cap off the centennial celebration with a luncheon that Trish is also going to help us host in June. So that's our big shebang. We're hoping to hold that on June 16th, and then we have some other stuff in between then that she can tell you about. Yeah.
Excellent. So I think there are things coming up here in March, right?
Yes.
There are. There most definitely are. We have March is Red Cross Month, so we want to wear red. So you pick a day.
Every
and
day.
You say every Friday.
Every day.
Yeah, every day, but you can
it's
do Fridays. And then we have at Winthrop University the Archives Tour, the Luis Pettis Archives Tour.
Is that where they go see the old blood?
No.
That's right on Cherry Road and Charlotte right there.
That's right.
We really want to have this really nice lunch for Centennial Lunch, but we don't have a place yet. So we're looking for a place to hold.
We're throwing it out there. Come on.
Let's go. Well, since I got blood donors
come
right
to
immediately.
My house.
And right now we're working with, I don't know if you guys ever ate at the Yolk.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Love it, right?
Are you kidding me?
The egg guy cooked eggs for me one time at an event, but I haven't been to the Yolk.
So we're working with Chef Greg Collier, who runs that place, to cater for the luncheon in June. And so right now, we're just looking for a place, and we're hoping that we can send out invites soon and that the community will come out and help us celebrate 100 years.
We need to seat how many people?
We're looking for about 200 or 150.
Okay. 150.
Okay, all right. There's somebody out there listening who can get it to somebody. Not that I'd mention any names like Toy Ray or something to come up with an idea.
And I should mention we're nonprofit.
Or David Angel that could come up and call somebody something. I wouldn't mention names. I wouldn't do that.
For sure.
We'd never do that.
No.
You also
Gary Williams could come up with something like that, you know. But
there you go.
Just wait for the phone to ring now. Yes, that's what it is. Trish, when you have an open house for the Red Cross, what kind of things are people interested in finding and seeing?
Well, all the old vintage, not blood, but right. the vintage things that we were so near and dear to our heart. The old uniforms, the old, and there's so many facets of the American Red Cross, not just giving blood.
Yes.
The disaster relief, the life-saving.
Yep. Y'all are usually first in. Are you last out?
Are you? We wrap it up.
Yeah, we're not the first in. They usually call us, but we are typically the last ones to work with the families. Okay. Yep. So we work with the families and make sure we get them back on their feet. Yep.
We don't really know this because we haven't been in the disasters and stuff, but I'm sure to see that Red Cross trailer or truck come in and knowing what you're going to have when you don't have a place to wash your hands. I mean, anything that's going on and you're completely devastated. I'm sure y'all are like the heaven sent, probably, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll tell you, most people don't even really know what we do. So I've actually been told by some of our clients that when they saw the truck show up, they knew that they would get a blanket. And they thought that was it. And they didn't realize that we actually put them in a, find a place to stay. We give them food, shelter, clothing, everything they need until they're back on their feet. So, it's one of those critical things where when people need us, we're there.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
Now, how do we get information about it? There's a website we can go to, the American Red Cross, but how do we get to the local one?
Yep. So you can go to redcross.org/SC. That represents the state. And on there, if you click contact it, it'll have all the different chapters. You can also visit us on Facebook. Just look up Red Cross. We are the Northern SC chapter.
Okay.
It used to be called Upper Palmetto. And, you know, the neat thing to me about the 100th anniversary and the tour here and the community is that a lot of the folks here have played a part in the Red Cross. And so a lot of the photos and uniforms that they'll be seeing will actually be memories that they've shared with, you know, their parents who used to be volunteers and things like that. Because we've been here in this community for 100 years. So and statistics say we've impacted 1 in 4 lives. So I would venture to say that most people here have been touched by the Red Cross. So we're really looking for the community to come out and support us and learn more about us and get back involved. Yeah.
Well, we certainly enjoy having you here, and we do love supporting you because we want this community to continue to grow and feel secure. I think that's what it is. Security, wouldn't you say,
yes,
knowing that you're there
absolutely.
For them?
Absolutely. Our volunteers are so unbelievable. They're so passionate and giving. And just recently I asked my staff at Williams & Fudge, can you tell me, do you have a Red Cross story? And 7 people in the company had a Red Cross story.
Wow.
They were impacted, they were helped by the Red Cross, and it really is humbling to hear how they came to rescue and help them and save their lives.
You know, this is a good thing too for people who have some time and want to volunteer to become part of the Red Cross. It gives you something to do every single day, and boy, can you make a difference in somebody's life.
You really can.
Somebody wants to become a volunteer, how do we do that?
Again, I would tell them to go to the website, redcross.org/XC. There should be a button that says volunteer. You just click on it and you follow the prompts from there. And someone mentioned, what is your Red Cross story? So that's actually one of the things we're encouraging people to do between now and June, because we want to share some of these exciting stories in June at our luncheon. So please, you can go to our website. You can also find us on Facebook, and you can send us a message there, put it on our wall. But we're really asking the community to share their Red Cross stories with us. You could send it to me via email. You can follow me on Facebook. My name is Joe Hayes. Any way that you can get that story to us, we're really looking for the community to share those stories with us. It could be someone that was impacted in your household. You may have had someone that was a cancer patient that needed blood. You may have been, had a fire that burned down. You may have been involved in an accident. You may have been in the military and we helped you. And there's so many different ways. You may have learned CPR from us or how to swim or aquatics training, babysitter training. There's tons of ways that we impact lives. And so
you have a hero celebration coming up for this event too, coming up in June, correct? So we're waiting for nominations. Is that how we nominate others?
Well,
by contacting you?
Yep. So that's the luncheon. We're not doing the heroes nominations anymore. We're just asking people to share
the
Red Cross
stories.
Yep. We want to share the stories.
So there's hero stories in there
for
sure.
Absolutely.
Love that.
All right. Once again, the blood drive is coming up this Thursday, where we're all going to be right around,
around noon.
When I say we're all going to be there, I mean we're all going to be there.
So if you want to come see Chuck.
Absolutely.
12:15, he'll be all ready.
Yes, 12:15, I have, as a matter of fact. So Red Cross.
I'll keep him on track, Trish.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm writing it on the calendar.
So easy.
Thank you very, very much for saving lives.
Absolutely. And I've always loved giving blood and platelets, so it's something I've done quite a bit in my life. So continue, and want to encourage others to, if you can't come Thursday, another opportunity always at redcross.org/SC.
Yep. And you can also follow us on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm forgetting all these social media handles. So I think Twitter is @RedCrossSC, and then my Twitter is at Joe Hayes Red Cross, I believe, or at Joe Red Cross.
Okay.
Joe Red Cross.
I hate to think
Red
what
Cross
the,
SC and Joe Red Cross.
I hate to think what this area would be without the Red Cross. I hope we never find out, because y'all are such an integral part, and as this community continues to grow and be bigger and everything else, y'all need to be here.
That's right. That's right.
Sometimes bigger communities, more disasters, and we, unfortunately, we want to make sure that we have the resources to help the folks.
Yeah.
So Trish Palm, Joe Hayes, thank you for coming over and telling us about the American Red Cross 100th anniversary. Good luck with your centennial.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you for having us, Freddie and Chuck.
All right, good to see you all this morning. Thank you.